Good afternoon, Mrs. Ketchell-Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in Perth. I'm here at the beginning of October, and I'm talking to lots of radio astronomers here, the CSIRO and various other institutions in Perth. And it's my great pleasure to speak to Ron Eakers, who is an Australian radio astronomer. And he's going to tell us about some of his favourite things. So good afternoon, Ron.
Good afternoon, and it's really delightful to have you here in Perth and also to hear about South Africa and your experiences. How have you found Perth?
Oh, this is my first time in Australia, never mind Perth. So I've been having an absolutely wonderful time. I still haven't seen that comet, though, but maybe one of these evenings.
Okay, well, that's an interesting thing about international astronomy. You see a comet from anywhere in the world, and you see the same comet. So we have this in common. So back to your question, I was thinking what in my career, and I've been doing radio astronomy now for all of my career, and I've worked in Australia, in the US, in the UK, and in the Netherlands. I think when I first saw the center of our galaxy, that is what made the biggest impact. At the time, I had become director of the VLA, the Very Large Array in New Mexico in the United States, which at the time was the biggest radio telescope in the world, and it was beautiful at making images. Now, radio waves can see through the dust and the obscuration, so we can actually see through all the dust right to the center of our galaxy. And so the question is, what will it look like? And so I happened to have made the first proposal to point the VLA at the center of the galaxy. It's visible from New Mexico, but if you're in South Africa, you see the Milky Way go right above your head, so you're in a privileged position. But you just see the dust lane when you look with your eyes, and the radio telescope can tell us what's right in the center. And so the results come out on a screen in a darkened room after we've made the observation. This is a bit like a photographic plate, but the technology is very different. And then I could see on the screen a swirling distribution of gas, which looked exactly like the way water would run down the hole in a bathtub as it swirls around. And I'm thinking, oh my God, there's probably a black hole in the middle of this, and this is the gas swirling around it. But then I thought, oh my God, I must be the first person on Earth who has ever seen the center of our galaxy. What an incredible privilege to have in your lifetime.
And that swirling mass, has that now been confirmed to be swirling around a black hole?
Yes, it took many years later before there were infrared observations of the motions of stars from which you could actually calculate the mass that had to be in a very small region. Beautiful research done using infrared observations showed that there was indeed a black hole. And the spiral-shaped features we saw are all centered on that where the black hole is now found to be. And then very recently, in the last few years, there's a telescope which can make even finer images than the VLA could. It's called the Event Horizon Telescope. And it does it by using telescopes spread all over the world and using extremely short wavelengths, only millimeters long. And with that, they can actually see the shadow around the black hole, which is sitting in the center of the galaxy. I couldn't see that with the VLA. I could just see the gas swirling in towards it.
How many years ago was that?
That would have been 40 years ago.
Wow.
And I still have that impression. Now, you ask me what made the biggest impression, which is why I picked that. But as a scientist, you take two separate paths. One is, well, given this observation, what is it telling us? What can we calculate? What is the temperature of that gas? How did it get there? So we start thinking like scientists. But then sometimes you step back and think, but what I saw actually had an emotional impact as well as a scientific impact.
That's truly, truly wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing your moment with us, Ron Eakers. And thank you for hosting us here in Australia.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope your audience appreciates the effort that you go to collect these stories up.
Thanks a lot. So for now, this is Ketchell Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.